It's Saturday afternoon, around 5 p.m. Just heading back down. I've been up the town for, well, I've been up the town for something we need badly to finish off today's work. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And also to get out of the house for a bit. Long night this morning, and then doing what we've been doing all day today has kept me indoors. Although I've been quite comfortable with that. I'm quite happy to be indoors. It's been a beautiful day. The skies have now clouded over, but that was a bonus in a way, because the temperatures will rise a wee bit now. But also the sun was going down as I came down from the town centre, and the sunset was absolutely beautiful, like an amber sea with dark clouds, dark islands. Clouds looking like dark islands in this amber sea. And it didn't last long, but it was beautiful nonetheless. So it's very cold as I walk down through the park. Oh, spooky. It's dark. But unfortunately, there's street lighting, if you like, down the path. Didn't used to have this. It used to be quite a spooky place to walk back down through. Thank goodness they did that. Anyway, what's this all about? Said Cilla Black. Well, I can tell you that Christmas season has officially begun in the McColgan household. These dark nights have been getting, not just me down, but getting Mary down really badly. And every opportunity this week to dive down to Falkirk or Linlithgow, she's nabbed me for it. And I don't mind, because it gets you out of the house. But it's been piling up, and so last night she sprung it on me that today, no matter what the weather was like, she would like to get the Christmas trees, I say trees because we have two Christmas trees up, and the decors and everything else, so that it's all done. And it'll cheer her up for the rest of the Christmas season until we get to Christmas itself. You know, for all that she's grown up in her 60s, younger than me, but only by a month. And for all she says about Christmas being over-materialised and the kids are not here anymore, she still gets the bug, if you like. So I've spent the day building the big tree in the conservatory, putting the lights on, and as usual, finding the lights. A set of lights not working. Yeah, three sets on it and one set not working. Get this, every blooming year. We have a small tree that we erect in the lounge, and we've had that for 40 years, I guess, 30 odd years. And every time we take the lights out of the box, they work. It's just crazy. They're not making them to last anymore. They, you know, you get a year if you're lucky. So I opened a brand new set of these sequencer lights, but we don't like them, so I'm just going to put it on steady mode. And half the lights didn't work. Brand new out of the box, unfortunately, bought it last year, and no receipt, so it's going in the bin. So I've just been up the street, and this is where I led in earlier, to purchase another set of white, just pure white lights. Couldn't find a set anywhere. Yes, I could find them white, but not steady, you know, just plain old, cheap old white lights. Couldn't find them. All had chasers, so paying a premium for that. So I've managed to get a set, and hopefully that'll complete the big tree. Mary can get all her baubles and her nice things and have it all decorated. That'll be it. So that's the lounge now, has the cards up and all the decorations, the cribs, the nativity scenes. I think we've got four of those, all different types. So we're right in Christmas season now, as I said, in the McColgan household. But it's good. I mean, when I go back now, the house, or around the house, it will be in darkness. But as I approach from the front, the conservatory, the big tree will be lit up, and all the other stuff inside the lounge, so that'll be good. Be nice to see first time, although I have to say that we don't normally do this until the 1st of December, but since she was feeling that wee bit low about things and this would cheer her up. I thought I'd go ahead and just do that. And so that's all done now. And all the trimmings that are not used are back up in the attic. So, what now? Well, now that that's done, she'll start to dispatch her cards. We'll walk round the town with a lot of those. Not tonight, just over a period of time. And any presents that come in will go underneath the tree in the lounge. Not the big one. That's kept. She likes to keep that tidy. So although we're not the first by any means to put a tree up, certainly early for us. My goodness, this is frosty here. Glistening grass below the street light, sparkling like tinsel on a Christmas tree. I am enjoying this walk. It's good to stretch the legs and go out for some fresh air. The only problem being that going into shops on a Saturday, any day, is hectic. Going in this time of the year, it's pandemonium. I even had to go into one store to pick up a packet of oat cakes for my supper this evening. BB cheese, German salami, and I can't remember what else I've got now. I've got something else. So I needed the oat cakes and I had to go into one of the stores, and my god, for one packet of oat cakes, absolutely crazy. But I've got them. Christmas tree lights and oat cakes. What more can a man want? The only thing is when I go in, she'll want me to put those on this evening, when all I want to do is go in and put my feet up and have a hot cup of tea. But there you go. So is your tree up yet? Is your decorations up yet? Have you even got into the Christmas mood yet? Has your family got into the Christmas mood yet? Is there anybody in your family going around singing Jingle Bells or White Christmas or any of those well-known and loved Christmas songs? Or are we just too far ahead at the moment? Anyway, I've even downloaded a song for her that she loved. She heard it a few times in a film. I can't remember, it was a war film. But she loves the song, and I didn't have it in my repertoire of iTunes tracks. So I downloaded it from iTunes. And it's I'll play it during the Christmas period, because I think it's a lovely song. Personally, I hadn't heard it before. It's by Perry Como, and it's Christmas Dream, sung in German. Well, he sings it half in English and then the rest in German. And it's really lovely. It's a lovely tune. It's a German tune, of course. I can't remember the film. One of those war films that she watches. Did I ever tell you that Mary had this thing about murder and war? Anything on the telly to do with murder and war, that's our inner element. I do fear for my life some days, because I think she's trying to figure out how to commit the perfect crime. Bump me off without her being found out. So, end of a rambling walk, end of a rambling boo. Approaching the big road, and I can't stand the noise, so I'll say goodbye now. And thanks once again for listening to me rambles. And when it comes, hope you have a Merry Christmas. Oh, I hear you all saying, no, no. Bye for now.